This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we're back. I'm going to lay some heavy knowledge on you next segment. That's going to be a major lifesaver. We get it out to everybody you know. But first, I started telling people about 3 months ago that the vaccinated with the deadly mRNA injections were off-gassing incredible amounts of these spike proteins that are synthetic viruses. We've got all the medical literature, all the facts, it's a fact. You go to InfoWars.com, there's a Harris and Smith report, it's about 10 minutes long that you should watch, titled, "This Graph Will Get You Banned." And it is the CDC's own graph and John Hopkins' own graph showing right at the points of the inoculations in Israel, in England, and then the U.S., per country, that then all these hundreds of new variants pop up and new viruses, and then you look at other graphs, it corresponds with illnesses and death in the hospitals. And I'll show you that coming up next segment. But they do not want that out. So everybody's got it. Everybody's going to get it. You're being colonized by spike proteins, basically the same thing that causes mad cow disease. Okay? And if you lay those time dates over, we've done this. We shoot another video separately. Greg Reese does a great job. You ought to do it. You can lay it over all the other graphs in Israel and other places showing when the variants pop up, when you get the death and you get all the hospitalizations and the illnesses right along with the vaccination points. So this is powerful information. And they just make jokes and go, "Oh, Joe Rogan took horse paste. Joe Rogan's an idiot." No, Joe Rogan knows more doctors than anybody I know. Joe Rogan's obsessed with science. If it's in science and it's approved, he'll use it. And he's had a bunch of medical doctors on about ivermectin. The Japanese government has endorsed it. African governments have endorsed it. It's won Nobel Prizes, but they hope you just don't know. You want to see my ivermectin? Oh, what's all this? What's going on here? Here. Let's just open it up for you. Didn't get this at a Tractor Supply. Because I've been like Santa Claus taking care of everybody. Hours a day for months. Taking care of people. Overhead shot, please. You know what this is? This is ivermectin for humans. It won a Nobel Prize as an antiviral. And this is inhalable, or these are the tablet steroids. So let me show you. I was going to do this anyways earlier. See this? See this, Fauci? You see this, Bill Gates? I'm going to kill those prions, you bastard murderers. You're going to hit me with a bioweapon, you monster. You want to suppress me? You want to kill me, you sill? Think I'm going to roll over to your crap? No. And Joe Rogan kicked your murdering ass, too. You'd love to bury him, too, you little monster maggot. He's in this National Geographic piece about, "Oh, I don't usually deal with my enemies right away. I get them later." Yeah, you creep up on them with a poison injection, dressed up in a lab coat, you little Joseph Mengele, Nuremberg Code-violating monster. You damn monster. See, our little cancer proteins like that. Nobel Prize winning for humans. 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 What, 2005? Nobel Prize winning for humans. "Oh, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan. He didn't want to drink the horse paste. He's stupid. I bet he got it from Alex Jones. They're both so dumb. They're both going to be dead." Yeah, that's why Joe's worth like $300 million. Yeah, he's real stupid. That's why he lives in a $60 million house on the river. You left this taking all the shots and dying are the dumbasses. He's the one that headlines with Dave Chappelle, not you. You're stupid. And I sure wish you'd wake up. But you sit there calling me stupid, an independent media person that built the biggest independent media operation in the world that changed the whole paradigm with my badass listeners, and you sit around and laugh at us? Medical doctors gave that to me. It
is incredible. It helped my family. It helped me. It helped everybody. And it's approved for humans for all sorts of viral stuff. But that murderer Fauci doesn't want you to know because he wants the planet for himself and he wants you dead. Well, guess what, Fauci? We ain't rolling over and dying so easily, you little murdering maggot.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Suspense here, but I'm so fired up and so angry right now. Before I hit this news is so ginormous, is so beyond critical, and I did like 6-7 hours of research last night, and quite frankly, in between the breaks, I've been so busy. There's a few other documents I'm digging around for that I want to show you out of the most vaccinated countries in the world, like Israel, where they had the highest death rates and the highest hospitalization rates. And the majority of those are the vaccinated. They're sicker than those that aren't vaccinated, but the vaccinated are making people sick. And I want to show you from the CDC's own website, adverse reactions that they knew the vaccine would cause, and the VAERS reporting system shows more adverse reactions in death than all vaccines ever put on the system since 1986. I mean, this is incredible. This is an exercise in murder, an exercise to see if they can get away with it. But Greg Reese has been knocking it out of the park, and he's done two reports back-to-back that need to go mega-viral. Yeah, of course, 500,000 views is great on what he did yesterday, but it needs to get 2 million views. The new one is The Mark of the Beast has arrived. Went up right at the start of the show an hour and 7 minutes ago. It's got 37,000 views. It needs 37 million views if you want to win this fight. So it's the featured video at band.video, but you can't really share band.video on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or Instagram. But you can share freeworldnews.tv here on the Alex Jones Show. Freeworldnews.tv, and I'm begging you to support those local radio stations as well. Tell folks about them or become a sponsor. Or support their sponsors. But the Mark of the Beast has arrived. I'm going to get into all of that at the bottom of the hour, and major U.S. states under Democrat control announcing official vaccine passports, and more. And there's just so much to get to. CDC admits vaccine effectiveness against hospitalizations continues to fall. It was never going to work, folks. Now they want you to take a daily pill to be able to leave your house. Told you that was coming. Federal judge bars Western Michigan University for mandating COVID vaccines for athletes. That's good news. Liberals freak out after COVID-positive Joe Rogan announced he treated himself with ivermectin successfully. An end of the bizarre CDC rent moratorium. We're going to get into all that power grab and just so much more that is in my stack. But I want to hit this when we come back, because this has been hiding in plain view. It's gotten almost no coverage. And when it first broke, we got new documents as well. It really freaked out the system at a next level. Okay. So, oops, FDA accidentally reveals a list of COVID vaccine side effects, including heart attacks, autoimmune disease, and death. I want to actually go through this list for you and tie it in with now what's happening around the world in the, quote, vaccinated. But first, here's Greg Reese's Mark of the Beast report, and one more key report. These are so important. It's some of the best work we do, and I hope you'll share them, because that is how we're going to win the battle.
Corey Diggs recently published a comprehensive report on the business behind the vaccine passport. It includes every facet of banking and big tech, including IBM, who did virtually the same thing during World War II, and Intrust, a company run by the prominent Nazi Quant family. Her extensive research spells out the plan very clearly. The QR code will be the so-called Mark of the Beast, marked like livestock and no longer free. The QR code has already become the standard for DNA data storage. We can now scan a specimen's QR code and extract the entire genomic map. And we can create a creature from this data. George Church of Nebula Genomics explains how his company has the ability to read ancient DNA, write, and edit it with CRISPR.
We can read the woolly mammoth genome, which is pretty amazing. Yeah. These things have been extinct for a long time. We can read this ancient DNA, and we can now write it, can edit the elephant genomes with CRISPR again. And we've done this. We've made 15 edits so far of bringing back extinct DNA.
He said in a 2013 interview with Der Spiegel that DNA can be assembled into an embryo and planted inside of a human woman. Church's Nebula Genomics wants to give people the opportunity to sell their genetic information for digital tokens. And he has Hollywood's Morgan Freeman to help promote and normalize his radical modern-day Frankenstein work. Stamping a human's DNA genome onto their mark is one thing, but in order to store a person's entire life onto a single QR code and have it utilized efficiently across the entire web, they are using the blockchain. Blockchain technology allows information to be stored by a tamper-proof ledger that others on the chain can monitor and validate in real time, and it is being adopted in nearly every major industry. With the help of Big Pharma and the media, the bankers are corralling everyone inside their rentals, wired up to the Internet of Things, with a QR digital ID that holds their entire DNA genome on the blockchain and managed by artificial intelligence. Just as the Rockefeller Foundation announced in their 2020 publication, Mapping an AI Future, and the UK Ministry of Defense in their 2021 publication, Human Augmentation, The Dawn of a New Paradigm. Marked like livestock and no longer free. Unless, of course, we all say no. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese. A story from this spring is re-emerging of why Argentina and Brazil never made a deal with Pfizer for the experimental jab. In Argentina, Pfizer requested that the government pay all compensation for any lawsuits that successfully win against Pfizer vaccine damages. Argentina's parliament responded by passing a new law stating that Pfizer needs to at least pay for its own negligence. Pfizer rejected this, after which Argentina offered to amend the law to define negligence more clearly to include only vaccine distribution and delivery under negligence. But Pfizer still wasn't happy and demanded the law be changed. Argentina refused, but later agreed to buy an international insurance policy to pay for future vaccine lawsuits. This was not specific enough for Pfizer. They asked for an additional indemnity from civil cases, specifically that the company would not be held liable for rare adverse effects or for its own acts of negligence, fraud, or malice. Pfizer then demanded the nation's bank reserves, military bases, and embassy buildings as some sort of collateral against future vaccine damages. In Brazil, Pfizer asked for vast money reserves to be put in a foreign bank account, that Pfizer be exempt from the law of the land and exempt from any side effects and all civil liability. In the United States, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or PREP Act, gives total immunity to Pfizer and all manufacturers of experimental jabs. So there's no reason to threaten any government agency in the U.S. They always knew how dangerous and deadly the radical experimental mRNA jabs actually are. It's what the science says. The only ones who say otherwise are the bureaucrats and pop culture media agents working for Big Pharma. By every measure, this is the greatest crime committed by Big Pharma, out of a long list. Their magnum opus for the dark arts, death and depopulation. And they were setting up governments to take the fall so that the bankers can have their great reset without any resistance. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks. When we come back, I'm going to show you the smoking gun CDC document where they knew in October, before any of the shots began, exactly what would happen. And it's just total premeditated evil that will tie it into the global vaccine passport now officially announced by the U.N.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First said it, but if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it make a sound, did it make a sound? Another old saying that you can not tell the forest from the trees. So we have earth-shattering level events taking place. We know exactly what happened, how they cooked up a spike protein, how they released it to create fear, to create a vaccine that the scientists said would turn our bodies into factories of it with a live virus, which they've now done. And they've got so many lawyers and politicians and doctors and media people on board that are heroes that even as they and their families died, as our civilization collapses, they're going to just follow that course towards the Great Reset. Not because they're even in on the depopulation plan that the top globalists are, but because they love to follow the narrative that they're the good guys. Shallow, stupid, spiritually dead people. So here's some of the giant developments that tie together. This is on InfoWars.com. It's a Zero Hedge story. Europe CDC breaks with Biden administration, says no urgent need for COVID boosters. Five European countries have now suddenly said they're ending all COVID restrictions. After Sweden has the lowest numbers in the world and the lowest vaccinated and just says it's all a fraud. Now it's other European countries who have joined that. But if you turn on CNN, everyone loves the shot. Everyone's taking it worldwide. There's no side effects. It's totally great. And that ties into FDA in rebellion over White House rushed booster plans. It's not about the booster. That was one issue. It was about the FDA doing whatever it wants at the leadership level, instead of listening to the scientist, the head of the virology program, and saying that there is an authorization of these Frankenshots, these genetic therapies, when it was never authorized, and they just re-extended the emergency authorization. That level of fraud makes the Theranos lady look like a choir boy. It makes Bernie Madoff look like an angel cake. I mean, folks, this is what I'm saying. The level of this attack and this fraud and the transparency of it is just mind-blowing to me. And, of course, they said don't give it to children, and Biden's saying, no, we're going to do it. So now the two scientists over it said, well, we're out of here, and we're going to speak out when you do it. And now that's the stalemate. And finally, courage, just a little bit of courage, is contagious. And now the EU goes, yeah, we're not going to do that. Because their chief advisor of the chief EU independent regulatory board, Wolfgang Wudarg, who's been the chief guy for like 18 years, said last year with Dr. Yidan, the former head of Pfizer science division, vaccine division, this shot is going to kill everybody and give them blood clots and myocarditis and heart attacks. And I've got the damn reports. And what did it do? It did that. Great job, crew. There's the report. December 1st, 2020. So we have all the facts. We have the Japanese scientist. We have all the evidence. But what does the Young Turks have? Alex Jones and Joe Rogan are eating horse paste. Yeah. And horses drink water, so I don't drink water either. Just the level. Because they're being paid, folks. They're giving scripts. That's come out. Top basketball players have come out, football players, and said, yeah, I was offered $200,000. I was offered $100,000. I was offered $80,000. They've all gone public to tell you how great it is and how I took it and how I feel fine. Think about it. So here's the giant news, and I'll give the number out and take your calls. This story came out, Adan Salazar reported it in July. He got a little bit of attention, but not the attention it needed, and now it ties in with all the Israeli numbers and other numbers I'll show you. Record hospitalizations, record infections, record deaths. Let me just show you one of the graphs from Johns Hopkins. Israel has the highest cases per million in the world. If the vaccine is a success, it looks like it's the opposite. Yeah. Israel has the most cases in the world. Azerbaijan, one of the lowest, because, of course, they're not vaccinating. Look it up. Azerbaijan's like, we're not crazy. We're not taking that. China won't take it. India won't take the Pfizer shots. Everybody's like, we'll pass on that. You guys enjoy it. Again, the main target is the West. The globalists don't want free countries. They're taking us down and building all the new houses and stuff for the third world populations they're going to bring in. Oops, FDA accidentally reveals list of COVID vaccine side effects, including microcarditis, autoimmune disease, and death. And we're going to go to break. I'm going to spend the whole next segment with the actual CDC document. Oh, don't listen to evil Alex Jones. Oh, you know, Reuters fact-checked this and said, does an FDA document say it can cause problems? Well, it said that might, not that they would, so we say it's false. What? We believe this will cause heart attacks, blood clots, and other forms, and then it happens. And they're like, well, we fact-checked it. You know, they didn't say it would happen. They said it could happen. Like, hey, you inject that heroin, you might have an overdose and die. Fact check. We didn't say you'd die. We just said you might die. Don't play in traffic. You might get run over. Well, we didn't say playing in traffic's dangerous. We said you might get run over. See, the stretching, the bending, the twisting. So I want to show you. Looky here. Overhead shot, please. This is from the CDC's website. See this? That's from the CDC, Food and Drug Administration, from their damn website in October. I'm going to show you this when we come back. Then I'm going to give the number out and go to your phone calls right through into the fourth hour here today. But this is just unbelievable because we have the new information. Not just them saying this 10 months ago, I guess 11 months ago now, but no. We actually have it now around the world happening with the live time real numbers saying just what they said. Woo! That's crazy. Again, I mean, I'm going to go to break. I want to thank you for supporting us. We have built the only true big independent media operation that swings for the fences and tells the truth and isn't scared. And you see all the stuff in the news attacking us and all the rigged courts and all the foaming at the mouth Democrats and the lies and the things they're doing try to shut us down. But because of your support, we are still on air, and we have major plans to expand in the face of this tyranny because I was quite frankly going to cut back a few years ago and pull back because I think I'd already done my work. I've already done it. I've already kind of got people awake up in the world order works. I was going to kind of just remove myself, maybe write a book a year. But because of the enemy attacks and their attempts to shut us down, I've committed to 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm going to start 7-day-a-week podcasts, special reports, different news bureaus all over the country. Okay, and so that takes a lot of money to do that, and we'll be launching a lot of things in the next few months, but attacking me only makes me get stronger, and so I need your prayers, I need your support, I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy books, buy films, buy t-shirts, buy water filtration, and if you need affordable foods, get that, super high-quality supplements to boost your immune system and help your body, like vitamin, mineral fusion, and natural defense, and X2 is one big thing people overlook, the deep breath crystal iodine for immune system, it's essential, it's the secret ingredient. They are all discounted 33 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless them. They're going to break the chains. You can stop them. Yes. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years. Against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We now take you live to the heart of the resistance. I can feel humanity's strength rising.
Too many people do not see. They're killing themselves, going insane. Too many people do not see.
since I was like 10 years old. My grandma goes, that's a horrible song about sex. And I said, Grandma, balls of the walls means shoving the lever down in an airplane in World War II to full power. That's what it means. You may mortify their flesh. You're doing to us now. You may rape them all. But we're going to get you in the end. One day they torture, stand up. Let them know. And we roar against evil. They make you drink your blood. And tear yourself to pieces. No more. Watch it down. God bless them. They're going to fight the train. You. Stop us. All right, that's enough of the hymns. Let's get into it right now. I'm fired up. Sorry, I can just feel the energy of humanity rising to the enemy. I can feel the awakening of science. I can feel our incredible influence here. We've built together, contending with the evil on the space-time continuum. You can feel it too, can't you? We are the tip of the spear. That means you are the tip of the spear. Okay, so let's settle down now and get into science time, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, October 22nd, 2020. It's an 8-hour, 20-plus minute video that is on YouTube. You can type that in, and you'll be able to pull it up. SBER plans for monitoring COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness, U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Remember, the top two scientists just left and said, basically, this isn't safe. And the EU just said, we need to stop the shots. No more. Yep, there it is. An 8-hour, 50-minute video. Sorry, my brain dialed down. It was a whole day. So there's the video. So, people always accuse me of exaggerating. It's usually the opposite. It's usually worse than I'm telling you. It's another example of that. And so let's go over the slide they put up that freaked everybody else out. Then the media tried to say it wasn't real, but then the CDC had it on their website, and they go, no, it's real. So let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and let's actually go to the document. And here's the page, FDA safety surveillance of COVID vaccines, working list of possible adverse outcomes. And boy, did they get it just right. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to butcher these names. I'm not too good at Latin and things like that, but I know this is named after the guy that discovered it, but the point is, Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute dismentated encephalophthisis. It just goes on. I've got it boiled down here in a list that's easier for me to read here, and there's a full article has it. Oops, FDA accidentally reveals a list of COVID vaccine side effects, including microcarditis, autoimmune disease, and death. But let me just read to you the definitions of what these do. This acute dismented encephalophilus ADEM or acute demulating encephalophilus, I can't pronounce this, I'm sorry, is a rare but not rare now autoimmune disease marked by sudden widespread attack of inflammation in the brain and the spinal cord. Oh, goody. Kind of like polio, they say, is popping up everywhere. As well as causing the brain and spinal cord to become inflamed, ADEM also attacks the nerves of the central nervous system and damages the myelin insertions, which as a result destroys white matter in the nerves and the brain. That's not too fun. Transverse myelitis, TM, is a rare, but not now, neurological condition in which the spinal cord is inflamed. The polio-like disease that the FDA a few months ago said, look for lots of the polio-like disease. We don't know what's doing it. It's in the vaccinated, though, and in their children because they're infecting them. Encephalitis is an inflammation of the brain. A lot of folks die with the brain swelling up. That's always fun. Here's anaphylaxis is a serious allergic reaction that is rapid in onset and may cause death. It typically causes more than one of the following: an itchy rash, throat, tongue swelling, shortness of breath, vomiting, lightheadedness, low blood pressure. These symptoms typically come on over minutes to hours. Kind of sounds like what the virus does. Oh, the vaccine is the virus. A mitochondrial infraction, commonly known as a heart attack. He said, Oprah Winfrey, like, you get a car, you get a stroke, and you get a tumor, and you get a cancer, and you get a heart attack, and you get lung blood clots, and you get your uterus cut out, and you get lymphomic cancer. Isn't that fun? Microcardius precardius. Inflammation of the heart muscle. Oh, that's the one killing so many and maiming others and ruining them for life. Oh, they survive. Thrombocytopenia is a condition characterized by abnormally low levels of platelets. Oh, fun. Bleeding out. Also known as thrombocytes in the blood. Here's another one. Dismented intravascular coagulation. This is a condition in which blood clots form throughout the body, blocking small blood vessels. Gee, what do all the experts predict? Well, turns out the CDC knew. Wow, there's the big one. You get a heart attack. You get a blood clot. You get to die. You get to have convulsions. You get an autoimmune disease. You go blind. Woo! Liberal, kill your baby, kill grandma too. Take the shot and you'll die too. I mean, this is just sick. How much you gonna take, folks? How much? I mean, because they made a run at you. They think you're stupid. They keep babies alive after they're born and harvest their organs. Pedophilia's all over the news saying this is great. Fox News and stuff down in Houston's like, convicted pedophiles of the kids? Well, hell, got to get them while they're young. That's an actual joke. Oh, parents don't like convicted pedophiles of their children? They are coming at us. They are coming at us. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry, there's more. There's more. I didn't read all the side effects. Sorry. Venous thrombolism. When a blood clot forms in the deep veins. Oh, those are fun. Mm-hmm. Kawasaki disease is a syndrome of unknown cause that results in a fever and main effects of children 5 to 6. It is a form of vasculitis where blood vessels become inflamed throughout the body. Oh, wonderful. Mm. Okay, and you see all the people online getting the same thing. You get a Kawasaki. Like, I get a motorcycle? No. Blood bleeding out your ass. How's that in your mouth? How's that sound? I want that. I like.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And articles. You'll be in the grocery store, you'll see a magazine saying, "The World Without Humans," an incredible place. You pick it up, it's how there's too many people, and what the earth would look like when we were gone, the trees would all grow back, it'd be so romantic, you'll just crawl in a hole and die and give the world over to Bill Gates. He really cares about you. But I just covered for you the incredible news. What's happening? Here's the drug adverse event data from the FDA and the CDC. Ivermectin has had 1,517 events since the VAERS reporting system started decades ago. HCQ has had 4,966. And guess how many the COVID vaccines have had? 384,000 adverse events and many, many deaths. And that's an old, low number. Because they go to VAERS and cut out like 90% of the deaths and don't count them. It's just 4,812 deaths. So, it's horse-paced. Nobel Prize is an antiviral for humans. Horse-paced! Yeah, it works on horses too. Just like water is good for horses. Again, we shouldn't drink water. If horses drink water, then we're going to you drink water like horses drink? You're going to take ivermectin like horses do? Honey, man, this is weird. And by the way, if you talk to any farmer or rancher that's got horses and it's got cows, they want, if they've got a big group, if they have a small group of cows or horses, they don't have a vet do it. They do it themselves. But, I mean, I remember getting to the vet's office at 6:30 in the morning, or it was even light, and he'd say, go over to the warehouse and get four boxes of the horse paste or whatever, the ivermectin. And I remember going, oh, God, this is going to be a long day. We must be doing a lot of cows or a lot of horses. And people didn't even have worms. They knew just give it every year to your animals because they're healthier and they're better. It's an antiviral and it's an anti-cancer. And that's a fact. It won the Nobel Prize. But again, it just, there's such enemies of humanity trying to suppress this. They're real jerks. So I've got a lot of news I haven't hit. I've only scratched the surface, quite frankly, today. But that last news we covered is just so ultra-massive. I want to get into the whole police state global rollout, the worldwide ID card systems that are being expanded as well, and how that's all being announced. If I could just had that in my stack and did I just move it? I've just got too many articles here. It's totally insane. But I also want to give the number out and take your phone calls. Now, we had some folks left on hold, 4 or 5 callers yesterday, so let's call those folks back first, get them on the line, and then I want to hear from listeners on any subject you want to discuss, but I would certainly like to hear about your take on the CDC's own October documents predicting everything that indeed happened, just like the head EU advisor predicted it, but he said, don't do it. That was the difference with their regulator advisors. So, again, the prestige of the scientists that said don't do this, and then everything they said happened is incredible. So we have a lot of moral good scientists. Again, former head of the science division, actually ran the science division of Pfizer. Dr. Yidan with Woodard said, do not do this. It's going to cause all the things that happened, the blood clots, the heart attacks. But the CDC knew too. Before they wrote that December emergency injunction to the EU, which they didn't follow, it was a lawsuit by their own top advisor and the former head of Pfizer Science, they went ahead with it. And the CDC, it turns out in October, said the exact same stuff in their own secret report that they leaked later and later published, and now their own scientists have left. How big a deal is that? We're not just going to let that fall by the wayside. We're not just going to have that be a blip on the radar screen. This is a huge, huge deal. Well, yesterday I did an hour on this. We posted, it's got like 200,000 views. It needs 10 million views. But I'm going to do for you, for myself, for our own future, I'm going to do a short report on this that's just 3 or 4 minutes where I can size all the documents. I'm also going to do one on, and I'm going to do it later next hour because I've already shuffled through my papers and can't find the ones I was about to hit. The world ID that's been announced, that's been rolled out by the UN, now being adopted in Europe, Australia, and in states in the United States and in Canada, what it means if you accept it, because they're going to start saying where you can go, what you can do, what you can buy according to, quote, carbon footprint. And they've said that. This is not my opinion, but these idiots thinking, oh, I get my freedom back if I just accept this. Okay, I take a shot. I get a QR code. Okay, I can go where I want. I can do what I want. What fools. Once you do that, you are literally taking something that lowers your immune system, where you got to have this stuff for the rest of your life. You get sicker and sicker, they admit. They want you to take daily pills that you got to videotape yourself taking with a phone to go out. This is a dystopia. This is a nightmare plan, and it's been announced. And then they're going to say, oh, you get this much meat allotment. You get to go. They call it carbon rations. This is all the official plan in Klaus Schwab's own documents, the UN, and now the EU's announced it. And now last week and this week, I played the clips. Trudeau said, we're going to apply these lockdowns for the climate. It's already been announced. And we'll be sitting here in 6 months when they start it, going, how did Alex Jones, is like, he's got to be one of them. How did he know? Trudeau got up on TV and said it. I mean, and again, I'm not trying to take away from the fact that I'm smart, I'm ahead of the curve, I care. But I mean, this, I'm so angry at our political establishment that's not pure evil. Like Senator Paul and Senator Cruz and Hawley. I mean, this is world government, corporate governance, world ID in their own words, to track and trace with social credit score and put carbon taxes through the corporations and through all the systems, whether governments pass it or not. It is a total takeover with children's cartoons in the UK and Canada and Australia saying a global UN food council will control your smartphone and tell you when you get meat, where you can go, what jobs you have. You'll get meat once a year. All of this. No cars allowed, on and on and on. And I'm sitting there watching the damn plan unfold in real time. And our leaders are light years behind on this. And you know what? I think they know, and I think they know it's too dangerous to come all the way out. And so they're just going to go along with it. And so it's up to us to do it. They're not going to do it. Rand Paul knows all this. Holly knows all this. Cotton knows all this. They all know. They all know. Yeah. Top bioethicist who works for the Rockefeller Foundation says we're going to engineer humanity with a vaccine so you can't eat meat. By the way, one of the side effects of the COVID vaccine is that a meat allergy. And they put everything into this baby. And it's just the opening salvo. And now they'll have the precedent to put in your body what they want, when they want, how they want. So it's very, very frustrating. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we will go to your phone calls. And like I said, I've got all the world ID stuff I'm going to get to at the bottom of the hour, how we counter it, what it's going to look like, how we stop it. And for folks that want news on Afghanistan, which is just part of a global destabilization program, it was always the plan. The globalists always ran the Taliban since the 70s. They always turned them loose. They flew them to safety after 9/11, the airlift of evil, 30,000 of them. They allowed them to attack all those countries like Egypt and Syria and Libya before that. And Obama was just helping them a few years ago, and then Trump said he wouldn't do it. And the Russians said, okay, we'll come in and kill them, and they did. And so that's really what went on. So of course they're going to give them aid. Of course they're going to give them weapons. You got to prop up these pedophiles. The Taliban aren't, all of them are into pedophilia, basically. When I said 90%, that's an understatement. The religion of that form of Islam is sex with little boys down to age 2. And the CIA likes that too, so they supply them. They all go in there and screw little kids together. That's what you do when you're in the New World Order. And so I keep explaining this to everybody, and now it's all over the news. Remember, like 5 years ago, I talked about, yeah, you know, the Taliban all keep like 5-year-old boys as sex toys. Like, how dare you? Islam doesn't allow that. No, Islam hypocritically kills men that have sex with each other. Adult men above the age 15, you have sex with another man, they kill you. They throw you off a cliff. But they screw kids. It's what they do. Okay? In fact, it's in the Quran. It says, if you are a shepherd and there are no women, then lie with a boy. That's their religion, is screwing little boys. I'm going to say it again. Their religion is raping boys. Their religion is raping boys. Boy rape, boy rape, boy rape. And Muhammad married a 9-year-old. Okay, that's what it is. So, oh, Muhammad, oh, we worship you. Burn in hell, all of you. Burn. Burn in hell, Fauci. Burn, Gates, burn. Ha, ha, ha. You and your pedophile armies will burn. You will burn in hell. I'll get you. Don't you worry. We'll be back with the next hour, scum.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.